Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
A little bit of a boxed-in situation here, and she needs to find a gap. Can she find a gap? She needs to burst her way through. She has burst her way through, and Kira McGee is in the gold medal position, and George Bell is fading, and Guillermo is fading, and it's going to be Kira McGee's gold medal. She is doing it. She is adding gold to the silver and bronze, and gold it is. The full set of medals for Kira McGee. Gold here in 2024 at the European Championships.
Commentary there from RTE's Greg Allen capturing the incredible moment when Ireland's Kira McGeehan took gold in the women's 1500 metres final at the European Athletics Championship in Rome last night. I think Greg should get a gold medal himself for the work he's been doing over the weekend. It's day four of the championships today. Previous gold winners Rashida Adeleke, Charlene Maudsley are back in action for Ireland this evening. And I'm joined from Rome by athletics correspondent from the Irish Times, Ian O'Riordan. Ian, thanks very much for being with us this morning. That was an extraordinary moment again last night, wasn't it?
Yes, and as exactly as you said, no better man than Greg Allen to have commentated there. Like he's been on the scene now for several years, as you know, and I've been fortunate myself to have covered these championships going back to 1998 when Sonia O'Sullivan won the last gold medal for Ireland when she won the 5,000 metres and the 10,000 metres. And now in the last 48 hours here, we've had two gold medals, Kira McGee and last night to that mixed relay on Friday night. And as you say, far from finished yet. We've got Rashida and Charlene Maudsley going again this evening in the 400 metres. Rashida's the fastest qualifier, so she's clearly looking to make a gold medal number three. So it's been an exceptional couple of days, but I think that reflects the new standard of Irish athletics now. Like there's the old days of maybe coming here to make up the numbers or maybe having one athlete such as Sonia or Durville challenging for a medal. There's now that spread of medals. And just by way of live update, Andrew Costigan has just qualified for the men's 1500 metre final, which is happening on the last night, Wednesday night. So, you know, to say about making a final there. So, but I think for McGee and more than any athlete, I mean, she's been on this scene for the best part of 12 years now. As you probably know, she'd finished second, she'd finished third, she'd finished fourth. She also was fourth in the World Championships last year. But so there's something about winning her first gold medal and being a European champion at age 32. She's not getting any younger, but none of us are. But I think for her to win a medal at this stage in her career is a real case of just sticking with it through thick and thin. She's had a lot of injuries over the years, a lot of setbacks. And now, as I say, I remember years ago, people used to tip her as being the next Sonia O'Sullivan. And now she's very much in the same sentence as Sonia as a European champion.
She certainly is. And it's so exciting to watch. We'll all be glued to it again tonight. Ian, thanks very much for bringing us that update. Ian O'Riordan there. A quick break and then we'll go to the newsroom.